Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Kansas City! Yeah! It's time to hustle and shine. Your big homie Brian B shining in the building.
And your favorite cousin Deanna Hustle. 6 o'clock on the dot, high of 90. Currently, it is 75, clear skies in Independence.
Reporting live from the Brown and Grouping Studios. Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
I'm feeling like I need to get left.
You need to get what?
Left.
Left?
Mm-hmm. Because you're ahead of me. I was late this morning.
Okay, that don't count.
Yeah, I know, man. Look, man, we got Elena Page in the building, man. She's been doing big things in the city.
Yes, she has.
Her and Nave Manjo, they got something special cooking up for our babies as we celebrate back to school week.
Now, TMG is going down into 23s, and I always like to say Brian likes to push this marriage propaganda. Well, Jermaine Dupri is going against it, and this is going to be a great conversation starter. So, Kansas City, make sure you listen in to the TMG.
Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes up. I gotta wiggle hips. I gotta wiggle my hips. Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Do me, baby.
I do the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. Do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The good you do is worth the trouble. The value created by your efforts is worth the inconvenience. The experience you've gained outweighs the setbacks you've gone through. The strength you've built has amply rewarded the sacrifices along the way. Today brings an opportunity to continue investing in life's goodness and fulfillment. The effort won't be easy and will be worth it. Your life, your world, your purpose, existence itself, all have value and significance. Enjoy the satisfaction of working to preserve that value, to expand that significance. Each difficulty you encounter enables you to exercise strength, creativity, resourcefulness, and more. Rise to the situation, to the moment, to the opportunity. Every day, every action, every challenge, disappointment, delay is worth it because you have the power and the sense of purpose to make it so. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
625, it's a high of 90, currently 75, clear skies at Longview Lake. Stephen A. Smith, his daughter has been going viral for a couple of shows because it's giving Bring Your Daughter to Work Day, and she keeps crashing his show and roasting him.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Yes, his forehead still has space left, you guys. There will always be space. No, he cannot afford a hair transplant. Keep watching so he can afford it. Thank you guys so much. I'll be back next week, probably. Don't miss me too much.
He can definitely afford that now. Come on now. What are we talking about?
Now, if your kid is crashing you at work and they roasting you too, you shorten that allowance or you just going to let it go?
Like, right. Nah, you just gotta roast back. That's all.
Yeah, you do.
That's all you gotta do. Clap back. And once you get them bad enough, they'll be in their feelings and then they'll stop.
Yeah.
You got to apologize after that, after they in their feelings. But then they'll stop, though. They'll know what line to cross.
Right. An apology got to be like, you want some food? It can't be no real. It can't be no real apology. Everybody know. The way parents apologize most of the time is asking if you want some food.
Lord have mercy.
In other news, rapper G Herbo talks about seeking therapy and one of his biggest fears.
I'm not leaving out the house without my gun. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm in fear of my life everywhere I go. Like, I've been like this since I was 15 years old. Like, since I was 15, I ain't never left the house without a gun. I'm afraid that somebody gonna kill me. Like, I can't lie. Like, I'm just being completely honest.
Yeah.
I went and saw a therapist, and I, like, opened up. It was comfortable for me, for real.
I am so proud of him for doing this and saying this, because it can really open a door for other folks who's involved in this type of life to stop, bro, because it's a never-ending cycle of trauma when you enter into that street life. So I ain't a fan of G Herbo's music. Never really listened to him like that, but I know about his history and what he's involved in Chicago, and I am so glad he's doing this. Bravo to that young man, and I want to encourage other young men or parents of young men who might be going through something similar, man. Get them some help, please.
Yeah.
Save our streets. That's how we save our streets. That's how we save our communities, by having them type of conversations and making sure our young black men get involved and talk about their feelings.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
The police in Kansas City, Missouri asked for the public's help in locating several people wanted in connection with a shooting Saturday night. Officers responded around 11:20 p.m. this past Saturday on a shots fired call involving riders on ATVs and dirt bikes. The riders followed a vehicle from 18th and Grand to 27th and Indiana, where they opened fire, police said. Two adults in the vehicle were struck by the gunfire, and two children were also inside the vehicle but were not hit. Injuries to the two adults were non-life-threatening. So anybody got any information, call KCPD at 816-234-5227. And this is awful, man. It's no regard for let alone human life, but for families and babies. And God, I hope they get apprehended, man. This is terrible.
Very reckless.
It's awful.
Yeah, make sure you hit up that TIPS hotline. Once again, that number is 816-474-TIPS.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Ooh, I heard them shout-outs is cracking, dude.
Yeah, the phone line is thumping. Shout-out to all the cousins hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Shout-out to cousin Anita Primer. She wants to wish her two grandsons a great school year, Cameron Wilson and Riley Winder. She says she love y'all and have an amazing day. Happy birthday to Marvin Jones. That was sent over from sisters, the Denisha sisters, the Jones sisters, Katisa and Lucy. Shout out to Amira and her teacher, Miss Jackson, at University Academy. Cheers to a great school year. Also, some more shout outs we got. Shout out to nieces and nephews, Riley, Larray, Messiah, and Paco. Spending, I think they're getting their eighth. Well, we got eighth grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade. Hoping that it treats you well.
I know it ain't no snacks in that house.
Look, gone. Also, sending some love to Lanaya Hooks for a first day of school and hoping you have a great school year. Shout out to Amanda going on 21 years. Somebody's high school sweetheart. I know that's right. Okay, we got that line dumping. Let's find out we matchmakers on this Hustle Shine morning. Okay. And then last but not least, shout out to Janae. Appreciate you, cousins, for tapping in. We always appreciate seeing these shout-outs come through.
Big love. Hey, KC's grown and sexy night is back. The 20th Hot 103 Jams White Linen Party going down Sunday, August 31st at KC Live. Vibe all night with live performances by Kevin Ross, Jay Brown, Ro James Listen, and KC's on Lavelle. My dog, my brother, DJ Matt, Core DJ in the mix. Tickets on sale at AXS.com. You got to be at least 21 to attend. And D, we both got on a little white this morning.
We do have our white on today.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
But man, the White Linen Party is always, always lit, always a good time, always a vibe. It's like an outside barbecue.
Yeah, no, I love it, and I'm so looking forward to it, because we didn't have it last year, but I remember the year we did have it, and it was cracking, like over 3,000 of our cousins in the same place. The food, it was just great to have. And the music and the entertainment was phenomenal. So I'm telling you, cousins, make sure you get your ticket, because the performers are going to do their thing. But in between those sets, we are going to have a time of our lives, and we're going to go crazy.
I'm just saying, I just want to see D get up on stage with Kevin Ross, since this is your jam and everything. You know what I'm saying?
I do love Kevin Ross. Now, if you don't know who he is, just check out his catalog. I'm telling you, his music is fire. A must-see.
I need to hear you sing Acapulco when he come through. I just look, and I just think that the White Linen Party is a Super Bowl of two-steppers. So all you two-steppers, come on out to the White Linen Party. Come on, D.
It's a long sound away.
You heard that? Kevin, you need some background. I got you.
And okay, so since you in the singing mood, I just need you to sing this one too. Come on, D. Come on, D.
Business is business, so look.
Yeah.
To me.
I got to do the Keith Sweat version of this.
Can we?
Come on.
Hey.
White Linen Party. Yeah.
Can we work it out, baby?
There you go, D.
My sweet hat. You mean so much to me.
Next hour, we
why
got
you
to
singing it like that?
Loving me.
Get them White Linen tickets at AXS.com, y'all. It's Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 91. Currently 74. First skies down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Jermaine Dupri speaks on one of the many reasons he is opposed to marriage.
I thought I was doing something. I had rented like a 140-foot yacht, whatever. And I had girls on the boat. They was topless. The music was popping. And it's this big-ass boat that's coming, right? Like a 250. The CEO of EMI Publishing, he pulled his boat right beside my boat. He jumped off his boat and came to my boat and said, JD, don't ever be the that own that boat over there. I looked at his boat, and it was big, but it was quiet. It wasn't nobody dancing. Wasn't no women, just him and his family, and he wanted to be on my boat.
Now, he also went on to say, if you have a D-boy mentality or lifestyle, that is something that might be hard for you to find marriage in, because you kind of still want to be, you know, out and be seen. Which, to me, that makes sense. If that's your mindset, then you probably shouldn't settle down.
Yeah, and this is my whole thing. Change your mindset.
If that's what you want, change your mindset. But I don't. If that's not what you want,
okay. Well, be by yourself on your boat with all your
he wasn't by himself on the boat.
Well, eventually you will be. I know he wasn't, but eventually you will be. What you think all them women getting ready to do for him? What do you think they're there
for? Listen, I think this is a good conversation. And, you know, we got Nave with us in the building, and we also have Elena Page. So feel free to chime in here. They like, oh, I'm staying out of this.
What up, what up, what up?
Hey.
So we would like your opinion on this when it comes to marriage, because Brian is always telling people, get married, get married. From you all's perspective.
And the Black Shannon Sharp.
Or just have self-discipline.
Okay.
Marriage is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Elena.
It's Paige a beautiful
Thomas.
Thing.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
It is. Marriage is a beautiful thing. And having a family is a beautiful thing. It's a lifestyle, but I think that you always got to keep it fresh, right? We got to keep it fresh. We got to keep it funky. Stay on your toes. So you're not looking nowhere else, right?
That's facts.
A lifetime is a real thing.
I'm chilling.
I'm chilling. I'm not married yet. I'm not married yet at all, but you know what I'm saying? I definitely think marriage is a beautiful thing when you find your partner.
Finding the right
great.
Person.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's a business, really. It's like, you know.
It is a business.
Kinda,
yes,
that's really all it is. So, but I think it is. I hopefully I will be married soon. I would like to be, you know what I'm saying? But
okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Ladies out there. Nave say he's looking for you.
My divorce.
How about that?
Richard Lawson. Switching gears, Monique is still going on her conversation about Tyler Perry and speaking on the fact that him making a lie about her has actually impacted her more than he knows.
And Tyler Perry told a lie on me. And that lie cost me 12 years of my career. And I'm going to say it again. Until he fixes it, I will not stop. Because that's how the monster is created. We're too afraid. We're too scared. We're too fearful that you're going to take something from me. So I'm just not going to say anything.
You got to speak your truth, man.
It's been so long. I don't even remember the root of all of their beef. But it is unfortunate to hear that they have this problem. Because they're both two people I feel like a lot of people vote really high.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's a shame.
Since you got your degree and you know everything.
She gonna have to do what she did to Precious and throw a TV at him.
Yikes.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
We got Elena Paige Thomas and Nave Manjo hustling and shining. And during the Hustle and Shine Back to School Week is what we're celebrating. Mm-hmm. And then, Elena, you have been doing big things with Next Page KC right there on Truth. Talk about what you guys are doing over there.
Yes, so it is so exciting to be the first female and Black-owned talent agency, The Next Page, located right here in the heart of Kansas City, Missouri, right off of 59th and Troost. And so we house a talent agency out of that beautiful space, but we also have an event space. We have a summer camp from our foundation that we are super proud of. And over the summer, we made some amazing magic, and that's some music. They do dance, music, and acting at our summer camp. And so, man, it was a beautiful thing. And, you know, we wanted to do something different for the kids, you know, something encouraging to have them listen to in the mornings, affirmations, you know, building their confidence and strengthening their minds.
Yeah, our children need that for sure. Yeah. Now, how did the collaboration happen with you and Nave? Because Nave, I met you as an artist. I don't even remember how long ago we met, but I know we met, and I know that your music was fire, and I was like, oh yeah, he's in his bag, and he's in his Duffy. But how did you all even collab?
Well, me and Elena, we've been friends for a minute now, you know what I'm saying? Just through, you know, it's Kansas City and just through some
industry,
our mutual friends. And she was always around when I was working with people like Dwayne Bowe. She was helping him choreograph for some of his stuff. We did some shows together, stuff like that. And then we just grew from there. And then she hit me up, was like, we need a teacher for the summer camp this summer. Wink, wink. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, she's looking at me. I'm like, are you asking me, you know what I'm saying, or what's going on? So, I went ahead and did it, and it was a great time, and I went there and just kind of had the kids and just made some beats for them and brought the whole studio there. We brought the whole studio. She got a little studio set up at the
That's
Next
dope.
Page.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Voiceover studio upstairs.
Right, a little studio upstairs, mm-hmm. booth recorded. So, I thought it was just important to just let the kids know how you can be in a studio and actually being in a booth recording. We had them doing some crafts and stuff like that. Like, what does brave mean? What does strong mean? What are those mean to you? So we just was putting it on the song, you know. Yeah. And we made about 4 songs on the EP. It came out dope.
Wow. They wrote their own music.
Yes, they did.
In the building with us up hustling and shining is Elena Paige from Next Page right there on Truth, or The Next Page. Let me get it right.
Better put that thug in the front.
It's all love.
And my dog, Nave Manjo, in the building. We're talking about not only with The Next Page, but they had the creative camp going down this summer.
Dope.
And them babies, they was in there getting creative, making music, trying to create a future for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you all are just pouring into this youth in Kansas City and giving them an outlet. That's the most important thing. Some people don't have an outlet to express them creative selves. So, you know, sometimes you can go crazy in that type of situation. So thank you for providing that, Elena.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. We have open enrollment right now for our program.
Ooh, talk about it.
Yes, they will do dance, acting, and music. So all styles of dance. We have tumbling. This year we even have musical theater.
That's love.
Yes. And so we teach these babies, and we have industry professionals that teach at our studios too. So this is just not a hobby for them. This is their careers, you know, that's their lifestyle. And so we want to replicate that. We want to model that, be role models for our babies as well, and let them know, hey, you have access to this, you have an opportunity, and it's possible.
Yeah. And to all the adults out there, that especially our parents, just think of the resources if you would have had as a kid. Maybe it could have changed the trajectory of your career, or your life, anything.
Yes.
So just imagine giving that to your babies right now and hooking them up. The open enrollment, you said, when does that happen? It's open right now.
Sign your kids up. Come down 5930 Truth. We are there. I can't wait to meet them. I can't wait to meet them because they stay in our programs, and then they have the opportunities to be signed, right? Or to do some amazing films and movies and all of those things.
You had an event with Jazzy Faye a couple months ago or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like when a lot of times it ain't what you know, it is who you know. So you around networking opportunities, you around these people. You never know what could happen, what could crack off, and whatever talent that you have.
Shout out big bro Jazzy Faye, man.
So let's get into one of these songs, man. This is called How You Feeling from the Creative Campus. Ooh, let's get into it. Hustle and Shine in the morning. Elena and Nave, we appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Are you brave? Are you brave?
I'm coming.
brave, are you loved?
I'm worthy.
Yeah, you worthy, yeah, you worthy.
I'm brave.
Are you brave, are you brave?
I'm confident.
Are you confident, uh-huh?
I'm loved.
Are you loved? Yeah, we love.
I'm worthy.
Okay, okay. How you feeling?
How you feeling?
How you feeling? How you feeling?
How you feeling?
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or a phrase that you may or may not be able to use in the workplace.
Oh, grr.
Today's word was actually from our conversation with Elena Page, where I asked her, hey, what's the word that the kids been saying all summer at summer camp? And she said they've been telling her she got motion. Hello. We've mentioned this word before, but it sounds like the kids have been just, this has been the word of the summer. So motion.
I like that word.
Yeah, I love it too. It's very simple. When somebody says you might have motion, that means you're super active.
Lord.
Like Brian's phone is going off, so that
Stop.
Means he got motion.
Oh, baby. That's a scam likely.
Yeah, you better put that to D&D. But being active, engaged, you maybe have a booming social life. People will be like, oh, you know, you got motion. Say it's that person in the section that's that, you know, two bottles back to back.
Okay, we like that.
You got some motion. Possibly. So, yeah, the word is motion.
Okay, like Myron, you know, when he walk into the...
Don't get put on leave.
Hold on. When he walk into Texas Roadhouse, Myron got motion.
Ow. I guess. I mean, I
how y'all doing out there?
Oh, you're beautiful.
Let me get some of the fresh rolls over there.
Yeah, you got some motion.
Ow.
Let me get some more of that cinnamon butter over there.
I'm talking about. But yeah, you got motion. That's a plus. That's a good thing. Now, if you're trying to date somebody and they be like, you got too much motion.
What that mean, dude?
Then that can be more of a negative thing. Like, you kind of got a lot of people on your body, on your line. Ooh. Like, you probably...
On your body?
That doesn't mean the same thing as what you're thinking. Okay. It's just like being on somebody.
Sweet D.
All right.
Period.
Here he go. Mr. Motion himself.
No, stop.
He said, stop. Naomi finna call me.
My
stop.
My stomach got motion. That's it.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It is a high of 92, currently 75, clear skies at Village West. D.L. Hughley shares his thoughts on dating younger women.
I've never understood the fascination with young girls. Like, I like old bras. If you got a period, I ain't with you, period. I like stress marks and hot flashes. That's the new thong to me.
He sound like Brian when he was 16, 17.
That's sick. That's the problem.
Oh, that sounds so good.
D.L. Hughley is 62 years of age, and that makes sense. I feel like we've gotten so used to a world of people dating 20, 40-year age gaps that people forget that a lot of people date within their age group, and they should.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. I feel like you can relate better.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm with DL on this. I've never been in, because sometimes the younger women, they just, it's certain things they don't know and don't,
right,
don't
they
do.
They haven't had that experience, and they also are growing up in a way different generation than you.
Preacher!
Switching gears a little bit, Cardi B is explaining her thoughts on her recent song Imaginary Players and how she feels regarding the criticism.
Whether the conversation is good or whether the conversation is bad, guess what? At least it's a conversation. I got a fan listening to it, and then I got a hater listening. I love the record. It got approved by the GOAT himself. I'm very happy about that.
Well, shout out to Jay-Z. His streams, I saw, are up about 300%. And, I mean, I've been streaming his song, his original song, more, of course, too. So, sounds like a win for everybody, in a sense.
Yeah, streams don't discriminate. Whether you're a hater or a lover, you're going to listen anyway. So, I get what she's saying. But there is a price to pay if you don't live up to the expectation of said song. So
yeah, make sure you just follow the Offer Hustle for the full opinion and the breakdown of this song.
Oh, God, here we go. She ain't roast Cardi, y'all.
She ain't roast her. I am a female hip-hop rap fan.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that. So it's certain things that come with that.
And you should critique the culture.
That's and that's just what comes with that. So love the beat.
Look at the shade.
That's my shade.
Oh.
I want to see everybody succeed, but my opinion is still my opinion.
Y'all should heard what she said off air.
Just listen to the song.
I'm chilling.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's still Leo season. Happy birthday to those charismatic, protective, and domineering Leos.
Hey, whose birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper Khaled. Happy birthday to rapper and former member of Junior Mafia. Happy birthday to Lil C. Sending over a happy birthday to producer, songwriter, singer, and rapper who's known for that drink in his cup, Kurt Cobain. Sending over a big happy birthday to rapper and producer known as Teacher. Happy birthday to KRS-One. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to journalist, TV personality, actor, author, and weather forecaster who lets you know what's happening in your neck of the woods. Happy birthday to Al Roker.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib to wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Shell Harrell, Ryan Crawford, and Vanessa Renner. Sending birthday love to my brother Carrington Harrison, my cousin Amira Perkins, and Cicely Garrett. Happy birthday Cole Coleman, Mally Irvin, and Shanika Johnson. We're sending birthday love to Matthew Askew and everybody else born on August 20th. Happy birthday all my kings and queens. We celebrate Leo season.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Hey, this your boy, Shadrick.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Shadrick?
Hey, what's going on with y'all? How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. We ain't holler at you in a minute, cousin. What's your check engine light looking like?
Oh, that check engine light on, but we're going to get it dealt with.
Lord,
that's
mercy.
All you can do. Look for the future. It's all good. All right, cousin, we got a shot to hook you up to go see Kevin Ross, J Brown, Lavelle, Ro James, and Lizzen at the 20th White Linen Party, August 31st at KC Live. But you got to finish these lyrics. Are you ready for that?
I don't even know the song, but I'm about to do what I can
do. I beg your God.
Baby, put up on me. I'm plugged.
Can we work it out?
Can we work it out, baby?
This is my sweet thing.
Sweet thing.
You mean the most sweet. We just ready for White Linen Party on August 31st. That's it.
You feel me? That's what we trying to do.
Yeah, and then you will be there. You getting those two tickets to the 20th White Linen Party at KC Live on the 31st. And your name is now qualified to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. Who you going to take with you to the concert?
Yeah, I'm taking my wife.
Date night. Love that.
You know it. Date night, man. Got to do like Brian B, man, and love your wife.
Yes, sir. Up and down, inside and out. 100%
you know
pure love.
Like we love that lotion.
Pause. That was crazy.
Okay. See, go ahead and keep agreeing with him. Keep agreeing with him, B.
Pause.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you all the way hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
You know.
Hot 103 Jam.
I need that money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jam.
Did you know that today was National Radio Day? Why? It is considered an awesome source of entertainment for everyone. Various forms of radio are utilized for navigation, communication, and fun for children. Here's a fun fact. A self-taught inventor from Minnesota, whose name was Frederick McKinley Jones, built radios and sold them to local people in his city. Jackie L. Cooper was the first African-American DJ in radio broadcasting, premiering on WSBC in Chicago. According to Wired.com, the first radio news was broadcasted in Detroit by the Detroit News in 1920 with the help of a teenager by the name of Michael Delisle Lyons. Along with Detroit, Michigan's WWJ and Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania's KDKA, they were among the first stations to obtain their first commercial license for radio. So today, we salute every radio personality and DJ. We thank you for brightening our days and soothing our nights. You are listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.